This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, February 21st. God's word to you today is set time. Our scripture reading is taken from Revelation 10, verse 6, and it says, "He swore an oath in the name of the one who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and everything in them, the earth and everything in it, and the sea and everything in it. He said, there will be no more delay." Isaiah 61 verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me." The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you. Say amen. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord. Sovereign means God does not need permission from anyone to promote you, and no one can query him. God's sovereignty is unquestionable. No one can question him. None can. He does things as he wills, and his Spirit is upon you. Sometimes, God chooses to bless the people we do not like or approve of. He does this to show us that he is sovereign. God will beautify you, in spite of the people that do not like or approve of you. The key thing is, the Sovereign Lord has chosen you. Sovereign. It has nothing to do with your credentials. God just has chosen to make you his favorite, and no one can question him. For many of us, even if there was an election in our village for who God should favor, we know we will not win. But God has chosen us in his sovereignty. Even among our siblings, if there was an election, many of us will not win. But God has chosen to lay his hands upon us, and the hand will be permanent in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah 61 verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me." Therefore, what comes after his sovereign will is something that no one can question. It is something that is not subject to human approval. The king of your village does not have a say in it. The president of your country does not have a say in it. Your parents do not have a say in it. It comes from the Sovereign Lord, so pay attention. Isaiah 61 verses 1 to 2 say, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that the captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies." Are you brokenhearted? You will receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit today in the name of Jesus. Today, every captive will be released and prisoners will be set free in the mighty name of Jesus. The time of the Lord's favor has come. A lot of us have seen God favor people, and it appears that it is not yet our turn. God moved, your cousin got promoted, and you rejoiced. But your request is still pending. The people that got married 7 years after you have 4 children, but you're still waiting. God is saying to you today, the time to favor you has come. I need you to believe me, because these are not words of men. This is the word of God. How do I know your time has come? God says your time has come. Do you receive it? The time to favor you has come. The fact that you're listening to this today is not accidental. God orchestrated it, because your time has come in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I believe your word to me today, and I rejoice because my time for favor has come. The time for you to favor me is now, and there will be no delay. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.